Good day, I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your daily wrap-up of financial news. This Saturday, December 21st, 2024, we look at a range of stories from Australia's finance, insurance, and auto industries. First up, news has hit the waves with a potential mammoth merger in the automotive industry. Nissan's stock shot up by 22% amid whispers of a proposed merger with Honda. On the other side, Honda shares dipped slightly at 1.2%. Although Nissan has come out to deny any formal integration plans, they have acknowledged exploring opportunities for collaboration with Honda, and Mitsubishi Motors, part of the Nissan fold, owning a 24% stake. This could lead to an automotive selling powerhouse, revolutionizing the industry and exceeding annual sales above 8 million vehicles. However, it's important to note that they would still be behind the likes of Toyota and Volkswagen. As challenges mount in the automotive industry, strategic mashups like these could offer a competitive edge. Despite the exciting prospects, industry analysts are treating the situation with cautious optimism. Turning our attention to action from the Australian Parliament, Treasury is shaking up monetary policy. To offset the projected $55 billion cost to Commonwealth, our Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, has set his sights on the tax concessions awarded to high-value superannuation accounts. Public spending is going up, mineral revenues are coming down, and somewhere in between, innovative fiscal strategies have to save the day. There are 48 tax concessions due for review, and at the top of the list is superannuation. The aim is to balance the budget while continuing to provide quality public services, including healthcare and education. In addition to this, the government believes tightening the reins on multinational corporations could also aid in balancing the scales. Shareholders at ANZ are not happy campers, and the reason is executive pay. About 38.3% of shareholders turned down the bank's executive remuneration plans at the annual meeting in Melbourne. The issue at hand is a bond trading scandal with whispers of possible market manipulation in the sale of $14 billion worth government bonds. Outgoing CEO Shane Elliott has chosen to forfeit a long-term bonus given the situation. Simultaneously, ASIC is keeping a close eye on proceedings, and APRA slapped ANZ with a $250 million capital obligation over risk handling concerns. The takeaway here? Transparent business practices and efficient leadership are key to stakeholder trust. Lastly, making strides to better manage natural disasters, the Insurance Council of Australia is taking into account 78 recommendations from a panel following the 2022 floods. These consultations seek to improve industry practices and protect consumers. The eyes are on the insurance industry as they adopt these changes and strides ahead. Customer benefits, competitiveness, and innovation are the directives to be achieved. And that wraps up the financial news for today. For more in-depth news and services relating to insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you in the next news summary.